This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Jimmy Kimmel got in a car accident yesterday. I'm sure he probably talked about it on his show last night. I can't stay up late enough to watch the late night shows in a timely fashion. He's got like a BMW station wagon. It's not exactly a hot rod. Good looking car. It doesn't look like an SUV. It looks like a station wagon. But maybe it's the angle I'm looking at. So I guess there's video that TMZ managed. Of course they did. They stake out every intersection, right, in Hollywood. So this was, let's see, yesterday morning.
Oh, it's the X5. That's a SUV.
Oh, yeah, it looks like a, I guess it's the angle.
X5 is a nice car.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with a station wagon. So this is in front of the Chateau Marmont Hotel in West Hollywood. A witness claims he was trying to make a left onto Sunset despite a right turn only sign on the intersection. You can even see the sign. Like, he's out past the stop sign and there's a, you can't go right here. Sorry, you can't go left here. Jimmy was still on the scene. He's on his cell phone. It actually almost looks like he has two cell phones, one in each hand, making some calls from the sidewalk. The driver of the other car, it was an Audi, was standing next to him. Both airbags went off, so it wasn't like it was just a little fender bender that they could drive away from. No one was hurt. And here's a photo of the front of his car. It's pretty mangled. But everybody walked away. Audis and Mercedes Benz.
Oh, yeah, that thing's wrecked.
Yeah.
Wrecked. Good. Good job,
it's
Jimmy.
It's a bummer. Aziz Ansari, in lots of ways, the sexual misconduct allegations against him have been difficult to deal with. They even did this skit on Saturday Night Live where it's a bunch of friends sitting at a table and trying to have a conversation about the Aziz Ansari thing with it. It's like three men, three women. And everyone's trying to kind of dance around what they want to say and what they don't want to say. And it's because it's kind of in a gray area for a lot of people. It's Amy Schumer went on to a podcast, Katie Couric's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I've been flat out raped, but there are so many other kinds of sexual misconduct. Every woman in this room, we've all had these experiences. In our current climate, it brings these things up and you go, God, none of that was okay. She said, he's been my friend, and I really feel for the woman. I identify with all the women in these situations. Even if it's my friend, I don't go, oh, but he's a good guy. I think, what would it feel like to have been her? So basically, they're talking about how this is, that's, and it's funny, because we actually tried to have a conversation about it, and it did get kind of like, well, sometimes what someone sees as we're on a date and I'm coming on to you is seen by someone else as a completely different thing.
Well, I think it's fair to say he blew right past her boundaries. Hmm. That's safe to say. Whether or not you start saying, should she have left? Why didn't she leave?
Right.
Then it starts to be like, oh, you're victim blaming. I'm not trying to victim blame. I just feel like at some point you have to save yourself. I mean, he wasn't holding her down.
Right.
So it's a tough one.
It is. So anyway, there was Amy's take on it. Ellen DeGeneres, which was also very back and forth, and I feel for this person and this person, and Ellen DeGeneres turned 60 last week, and her wife, Portia de Rossi, went on to her talk show yesterday to present her gift.
Oh.
Ellen.
Lucy got on the show.
Lucy.
That's funny.
Ellen is apparently a huge fan of Diane Fossey, the animal, the gorilla in the mist lady.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Before she died in 1985, Fossey set up a research center in Rwanda to observe and protect mountain gorillas, and Portia's gift is to set up the Ellen DeGeneres campus at that center for tourism, education, and research.
Oh.
So there's going to be an Ellen DeGeneres section at the Diane Fossey.
Something you got to keep paying towards.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Here's your gift.
You're going to be paying millions for the next rest of your life.
Whatever.
And now people apparently can go there and go to this education research center. Ellen teared up and said, "It's good to be loved. It's profound to be understood. Portia understands me because that is the best gift anyone could have given me."
Oh. Very sweet.
Ellen is on a roll. It's easy to see. And I don't think she's going to run out of dough anytime soon.
No, yeah. But it seems like she can support the Diane Fossey role.
And more. And more.
Right. All right, what's coming up in the news?
A little bit of news on that shooting down in L.A. I've got some fast facts, dating news, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by First 5 California. We're all on Instagram. I'm Clarky Clark, C-L-A-R-K-I-E Clark. Vinny is Vin Hassan, V-I-N-H-A-S-S-O-N. Yuzette is just Yuzette. Some people's name is so uncommon that they can just be them.
That's right.
U-Z-E-T-T-E. And she just posted up a picture. Actually,
I'm real like that.
She made whom and post it for. Did he pimp it out?
He did.
What's it a picture
post
of?
Post this. I was at this event last night a couple blocks from my house. It was the grand opening of Scroll Bar. Waterside restaurant there in Redwood Shores.
It's inside a hotel, right?
Yeah, it's in the old Sofitel hotel. That's where I got married.
Oh, I see.
And so it's a couple blocks down the house and, you know, free drinks, free food.
Oh, you did this last night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a couple blocks from my house.
Well, I know this lady, I need to go. I think you do. Heidi.
Yeah,
is
that's
her
Heidi.
Name.
It's our friend.
Yeah, she helps us out with a lot of things.
Yeah, I know her.
So it was a good time, and the food was delicious.
Oh, Hooman pimped it. I put a little heart on it with a ribbon around it.
And all his hashtags.
Well, I did that honor of Valentine's Day coming up. No. That's the emoji that you can use for Valentine's Day if you're looking for a specific Valentine emoji. I'm just kind of thinking ahead to the future.
You're always, thank you for that. Thanks for that tip on social media. Hooman, well done. Excellent job.
My pleasure, everyone. I'd like to... trying to become an emoji expert.
Check us all out on Instagram. If you go to the Alice973 Instagram, I think Alice follows all of us, so you can easily find us all there. Brinny Boy, Hooman TV, and the rest.
Thank you.
Babies' brains are wired for math. In fact, did you know that identifying shapes is an early form of geometry? More at first5california.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
All right.
So, once again, this Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday. It's at 3:30. Also, Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, and that means we have 6 more weeks of winter.
We hope we do.
We've gotten texts from people who say more of this winter. As you look out the window and see it's been sunny and 70.
I like it too.
No problem.
Yeah. We need rain and snow bad.
Well, Santa Barbara, but we're okay.
Well, anyway, 6 weeks.
Okay.
There was a school shooting yesterday down in L.A., and when I first saw it, I thought, oh no, not again. It turns out this one was an accident. Still, gunfire in a classroom, but they're saying that the 15-year-old boy that was shot in the head and the 15-year-old girl that was shot in the wrist and several others that were hit by broken glass were accidentally shot as a 12-year-old classmate at Salvador B. Castro Middle School. The 12-year-old classmate says it was an accident. The girl, after it happened, said, "I didn't mean to. I had the gun in my backpack, and I didn't know it was loaded. My backpack fell, and the gun went off." The shooting was reported just before 9 a.m. at the school, and she was taken into custody minutes after the shooting. In fact, there's video from a helicopter above where you can see a dark-haired girl in a sweatshirt being led from the school in handcuffs as all the other parents in the surrounding area rushed to the school to see if their children were going to be the next victims of a school shooting.
So how does a 12-year-old girl get a semi-automatic pistol?
They haven't said yet, and that's the interesting thing is my first thought was, well, these parents need to take responsibility for that, right?
Right.
You have a semi-automatic handgun in your house, loaded, and your kid was able to easily access that, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But in reality, there's guns floating around. Just like there's drugs floating around and booze floating around. And who knows? Maybe she got that from a friend. Maybe she got that, found that in a part. I mean, I don't know. We'll find out, I'm sure. And we'll know soon enough. But it may not have been the parents.
Oh, it's horrible. Thank God everyone's going to be okay.
Yeah. Even the kid that was shot in the head is going to be okay.
Right. Thank God.
Okay, when it comes to having sex with a potential love interest, many singles wonder, how do I measure up in the bedroom? Mm. That's the age-old question.
Right.
Did she like it?
Do I ask her?
Was it big enough? I mean, good enough?
Big enough is,
well,
a valid question, Vinny.
Probably.
Yeah, I agree.
Of course you do. Anyway, the study... It's according to an annual Singles in America survey. 83% of singles, regardless of sexual orientation, ranked caring and enthusiastic partner as the top two indicators of good sex.
Oh. Yeah, you got to seem into it. I mean...
Don't just lay there.
We're in this together.
If that
is... You should be fun. You should be smiling and...
An indication of good
noise.
Sex. I am great at sex. Because I will try really hard, sure. And I am so happy to be there. So there's great.
Let's call Dusty and get her feelings on it.
She's busy.
Oh, you sure?
I am.
She works from home.
She can't be that busy.
She can't be that busy.
Other
She's
ingredients.
Busy from the waist up.
You know what? Hey,
she got her PJs on in the bottom.
You know what's weird? Just on that subject real quick, because I actually wanted to do this story, but you bring up a good point. When I hear about people who work from home, you think, right?
No.
Right.
I don't think that.
Oh, I kind of think like, oh, you're not really working. I mean, there's not much to do.
I think
what
you
could
work
there
harder.
Be to do?
The distractions are not the same.
Right.
It's weird. You got a massage in the morning. You went to a yoga class. You had lunch with friends.
You got a little bit more flexibility, but you still have your work to do.
I just don't know. I didn't know how that would look, I guess, is the real point.
And how does it look?
She works. Mm-hmm. She's working nonstop. You can hear her jabber-jawing away in there. The whole day.
She's on
meeting after meeting after meeting, and they just, they're stacked. It's crazy.
How can you soundproof her office?
Well, we...
so we don't hear that jibber-jabber.
No, it's okay. I didn't say that as
an
idea that I'm going crazy in the kitchen. I leave. I have plenty to do of my own.
Does she have like a headset so she can walk around in her backyard and enjoy the outdoors while she's jabber-jawing on her... calls.
It's just surprising that there's enough to do, and I still sit there every now and then. I'm like, what are you doing?
How often does she have to come into the office? And is the office at the Salesforce location?
Yeah, she's driving down here.
Francisco?
So we all have lunch.
No, she goes to clients, so she goes to their location.
I see.
Yesterday, she had a meeting at PayPal.
Oh, shame.
Shame. Shame.
I guess they're a customer, and she went and
So wherever their campus is, that's where she has to go.
Mm-hmm. She wear a business suit, look all professional, stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, not at home, no. But yes.
She wears just the top half of the business suit.
Yeah, for those...
For the conference calls.
Exactly.
Other ingredients, sorry to have distracted you from your story about good sex. Other ingredients after carrying an enthusiastic partner is communication, a good kisser, and someone who... helps them
selves
finish. Oh. No, someone who can help them finish.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that's you don't.
That's, isn't that the whole point?
I can't imagine.
Let's get you where you need to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I mean, there being a point where I'm like, that's good enough. I'm done. What? No, you're not.
Because I'm not.
That is not done.
This is not over.
You'll know when I'm done.
I will buck you off the bed.
The study found singles have definite turnoffs, which include too much talking, no passion, little movement, bad kissing, and ultimately not saying I love you.
Aw. There is something so nice about looking into someone you love's eyes, saying I love you, giving them a kiss while you're doing it. It's hot, man. I love you so much.
As long as you mean it.
I have a bunch of friends.
I don't mean it. I have to mean it.
Who've said, I love you first, and their partner looks at them and just goes,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A bunch of friends?
Yeah. And then I'll get a call being like, oh my God, I think I said I love you first too early. I said it too early. What do I do?
Just try to not grind on it. What are you going to do?
Are these girls?
Some, well, most of them are girls, but I'll say it's like 60-40. 40% are guys.
That have called you to say, I think I said
God,
love
bro,
too soon.
I just
so
said,
you're just
I love
like
you.
A
she
therapist
didn't say it
now.
Back. She just looked at me and smiled and said, thank you.
Game over, dude.
Like,
the joys of being single.
Abort.
Rough. It's hard out there.
Hard out there for a pimp.
Be single. Stay strong.
Career Builder just released its annual Valentine's Day survey on office romances. As we head towards Valentine's Day, love is in the air.
Mm.
Most people use the term. What's the term? You don't
poop where you eat.
That's the one.
Yeah.
You don't do that. That's where you work. You don't want to.
You can ruin everything.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, you like the people that you know.
Well, that's the other problem is now we work so much and we don't really have social lives the same way we did when we were kids.
Well, and if you're attracted to someone at work, it's hard to, like, there they are, a constant reminder of your fluttering feelings. Oh, I hope he doesn't come into work today because I love him so much. Oh, why can't I control myself?
That's funny. You know, I was just, well... Let me ask you. How do I ask this without?
Just ask it.
It's too incriminating. I can't ask you. You're going to be like, "Why would you ask me that?" I can't answer that. It's interesting that how much time passes when you're with someone that it's been a long time since you've had that sort of crush on someone.
Yeah.
You know that crushy.
Yeah, but you can have a mini crush on someone.
You know what I mean, though.
I do.
Right? I mean, you are. You're in a relationship for however many years. It's been a while since you've had that. Oh my God, I have to fan myself. I'm freaking out right now. I don't even know what to say. If this person walks up to me, I don't know what I'm going to say.
Jamie Lannister, oh my God. Thank God I don't know you in real life because I wouldn't be able to help myself.
Over a third of employees say they've dated a coworker in the past.
It happens.
Yep. They say that's down. It used to be more.
Yeah, so more people are lying about it now.
Oh, really? They know
so.
Better?
Or maybe they work from home. I don't know.
They've all had to do those endless workshop programs about sexual harassment in the workplace or whatever.
It really, those are a turnoff.
They do learn to zip it. Shut up. 22% of people say they've dated their immediate boss.
Oh.
That's kind of a lot.
It's dangerous to, well, it's dangerous for the boss to date you. Less dangerous for you to date the boss.
Yeah. Got to find someone that has the equal amount of what to lose.
Right.
31% of people admit to dating someone admit that dating someone at work ended up in marriage.
Oh.
That's nice.
That is nice. Well, sometimes, you know, you hold yourself back and you just don't think it's a good idea. And then finally you can't deny your feelings anymore. And we're going to go for it. Let's take a chance. Oh my God, I love you. Let's get married.
Ding, ding.
Or not.
Yeah, or the other way. And everything's destroyed and one of you has to quit.
Oh, no. I mean, just sort of just hang out. Hanging out's good.
No marriage.
Where's this going?
It's going.
What are we doing?
What are we doing here?
I don't know. I'm having fun. You're having fun, right?
Yeah.
That's
not
all
about
fun. Let's overthink it.
Yeah, let's overthink this.
Let's overthink it and manufacture drama.
Oh, my God. Great idea. You're right at my alley. Jeez. It's like you're reading my mind.
Bitcoin is currently plunging, everyone.
Yeah.
God, uh-oh. That is sad.
I hope the Winklevoss twins took my advice. I told them what to do when they had $1 billion in Bitcoin.
We both screamed it into microphones. Bitcoin is falling fast, losing more than half its value in 6 weeks.
Oh, my God, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, guys, don't wait for it to come back. Cash out now while you still have $500 million.
They say in January it lost... Bitcoin fell 28% just in January, its steepest monthly decline in 3 years, and it's still falling.
Oh. Bye-bye, Bitcoin.
What did you say the price was at this moment?
$7,800 or something. Oh. Is that what you just said?
No, I just said that it lost half its value. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, it's $8,500.
Oh, well, that's actually up from what I heard on the news this morning.
It's lost more than half its value in 6 weeks, though. crunch.
So.
A break good times.
Come on. It's Friday.
Celebrate
good times. Where's our montage? Are we going to play that at 9?
Yeah, yeah, 9 o'clock. I texted Brent about it.
Okay.
When you said sell,
I couldn't find him.
Trigger.
Where is he?
He's in Studio D with our shadow person today, teaching them something.
Shadow person, baby.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
It's almost like Brent's not here.
He's gone again. We just got the guy back.
It's like we got no sound effects.
916 says, newfound popularity. Gambino is and has been the bleep in black culture for very long.
He's
the ultimate entertainer. But here's the thing. He crushed the Grammys, and that is newfound popularity.
That is a big mainstream
thing.
There's
a good reason to re-release old music.
Absolutely.
And I can't see why his record company wouldn't do that.
No, let's strike while the iron's hot.
Like I think his agent would have a right to say, what are you doing? He just crushed the Grammys.
Let's roll some stuff out.
Print those. Oh, wait, you don't have to do that anymore. Whatever you do to make those available, do that.
Yep.
Upload it.
Upload that thing, right.
But it's already there. Well, just put a new branding on it, a re-release.
Remaster it.
Come on, man. Get it in the new music.
Put it out in
Gambino.
HD.
I'd love to get that.
Do none of us know how music works anymore?
I just saw him on the Grammys. I'm going to get that.
Right.
And by get it, I mean just stream it later and not buy it.
I don't know what this means. Maybe you do. 781 says, remember that time Amy Schumer got applauded and received an award after speaking about the time she tried to have sex with a way too drunk guy in college?
No.
Yeah.
No, is that one of her bits?
I don't know. So she tried to date rape someone? That's not good.
Well, it was funny until it became not funny, I guess.
Right.
Which it's not funny anymore.
Mm-mm. Not funny.
I'm sure she's removed that bit from her act. And
I'm sure a lot of people have removed a lot of things from their acts.
Right.
Suddenly things are less funny. Hilarious.
415. Vinny, I believe you said that eloquently and perfectly. At some point, you have to save yourself.
What was that in reference to?
Aziz Ansari. I feel like that. He blasted her boundaries for sure. Mm. But that's a woman who was not being held down and should have excused herself. Mm. And yet now his career, I don't know what's going to be left of it.
I haven't heard anything about his show or anything else.
Well, I'm sure
but
they're hoping
it's a
that
taint,
they can
man. Everyone's, you
keep
know,
putting it out.
I'm sure they hope that. It just won a ton of Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Amy Schumer weighs in and on Aziz Ansari.
Welcome to the show, Hooman.
She said that earlier.
I know. I'm just repeating.
Okay.
For those that just tuned in, you're welcome.
Katie Couric's podcast
like you
yesterday.
Just tuning in.
801. EA got busted for unfair loot boxes in Star Wars games.
What are loot boxes?
You play for 6 months to earn a gun or pay cash today. It ruined multiplayer.
Oh.
That's why they have bad PR and made that list of...
Oh, like people were able to arm themselves without having to do the work.
Earning it.
Right. Come on, EA. We love EA. We actually have some friends there.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's been good to the Alice Morning Show.
Holman is right for once.
Oh, Holman, you're right about something.
He left.
Oh. Where'd he go?
Probably to potty.
Oh, he had to go to the potty? You got to go to the potty?
Okay. Well, he does drink 14 gallons of
kombucha
weird juice in there.
Right.
Holman is right for once. Monsanto should be the most hated. Need to keep educating the people about horrible how horrible they are.
Okay. Thank God we have Holman to let us know all the latest developments in bioengineering.
More text after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.